Yud Gimel Shvat, Tuesday the 14th of January, Rabbi Avram Osher Cohen, Parsha Pearls.
I have a sefer at home, which, upon when saying a particular vart, encourages the reader first to take a chumash, to really appreciate the vart. So I would do likewise, if I could. Let's chumash him around. Just have a chumash open to appreciate what we're going to be discussing. This week's Sedra, of course. Sometimes when we learn a sugya in yeshiva, I change the order of learning, and as one would imagine, one would really do first Gemara, then Rashi, and then Tosfos, before one would proceed to other Rishonim. Sometimes we find that to really appreciate the Tosfos, for example, one needs to see sometimes just a couple of the other Rishonim. And then, having seen briefly some other Rishonim, one goes back to the Tosfos and appreciates what Tosfos is all about. What does this mean with this question? What Shitta is he taking on in his answer? And you appreciate the Tosfos more. Here, I'd like to see a couple of Psukim in this week's Parsha. Before the Aseres Hadibros. And there's a Rashi, and the Rashi really cannot be appreciated. This is what I'd like to do this morning, before one sees the simple Pshatim of the other Rishonim in the Seder HaPsukim. We're talking about the Psukim after Chamishi, which is Kapitel Yotes, Pasuk Zayin. Kapitel Yotes, Pasuk Zayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the arrival of Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, has just given over through Moshe Rabbeinu what Klal Yisrael's mission in this world is. Lechas Peinim, Gei Kadosh, Yisum Lisagula Mikalo Amim, Eile HaTvarim, Asher Tadaber El Bnei Yisrael. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk after Chamishi, goes back and informs Klal Yisrael what's going to be happening. It's Kol HaDvarim O'Eile, Asher Tzivohu Hashem. Klal Yisrael responds with a famous one-line answer, Kaila Shadibar Hashem, Na'ase, we accept and we will do. Vayoshev Moshe Esdibre Ha'om El Hashem. And Moshe returned the words of Klal Yisrael back to HaKadosh Baruch. Zokta HaKadosh Baruch, okay, so then we're on. You accept my terms. Amalechas Kohen Ibegei Kodesh, to keep the Torah Na'ase, so we're on. Vayoshev Hashem El Moshe. Now we look at this Pasuk test. So since Moshe Rabbeinu has brought back the response of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as per the previous pasuk, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hinei, Anochi bo eilecha ba'av ha'onon. I'm going to come to you ba'av ha'onon, ba'avor so that Yishma ha'om ba'dabri imach, v'gam b'choy aminu la'olam. We're going to have this tremendous thing called Maimad HaSinai. I'm going to present the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Amazing. Vayaged Moshe es Dibrei Ha'om El Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said over, Dibrei Ha'om El Hashem. Vayaged Moshe es Dibrei Ha'om El Hashem. El Hashem. The question is obvious upon the simple reading of the Pasuk. Which Dibrei Ha'om El Hashem? He's just brought back the response of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was Pasuk Ches. In Pasuk Tes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, okay, this is what's going to happen. Hine nechi bo eilecha ba'av ha'onon. Ba'avur, yishma'om ba'dabri imach. Vayageid Moshe es divrei ha'om, which divrei ha'om? There's no new divrei ha'om. We've already had in the previous Pasuk, Vayoshev Moshe es divrei ha'om el Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu received by Moshe Rabbeinu the response of Klal Yisrael. That's the end of Pasuk Ches. We now have HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving over to Klal Yisrael via Moshe Rabbeinu what's going to be happening next. So what room, what makom is there now for a Vayoshev, Vayaged Moshe's Divrei Ha'om El Hashem? Which Divrei Ha'om? What new Divrei Ha'om were there El Hashem? What does this mean? What's it referring to? The Eben Ezra brings this question, a few short words. Vayomer, says the Eben Ezra, Acha she'oma, since we've previously learned in the Pasuk, Vayoshev Moshe, Moshe brought back the response of Na'aseh, we shall do and accept to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma tam lema, what reason is there to say, Vayagid Moshe, Divrei Ha'om and Hashem? What Divrei Ha'om? It's been done already. So what new message was this for HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the people? It's already been done and said. In fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already said the program which is going to come. Ma'amad HaSina. So there's obviously obvious difficulty in the pasuk. Vayoshev, Vayaget. So all the Rishonim, the Parashonim, need to come to our aid to explain what's happening here in the pasuk. So the Rashbam, I think, is the earliest. And the Rashbam, who usually takes the pasuk as simple and as straightforward as possible, so Dr. Rashbam, the Vayoshev Moshe Asdibrei Ha'om, which was a one-word answer, Na'aseh, Kaila Shadibra Hashem Na'aseh, in the end of Pasuk Ches, and Vayaged Moshe Asdibrei Ha'om and Hashem are one and the same. It's not a separate thing. And the Rashbam explains that the Derech of Torah is sometimes to give a Hakdama and then to explain. Koileil Ve'achar Kach Mefaresh. It tells you what I'm going to be doing and then it explains. So he explains. The first passage just tells you what Moshe Rabbeinu is going to do. K'moy shemefaresh v'hoylech. Zehu v'yoshev Moshe. When it says in the next pasuk, v'yaged Moshe z'divrei ha'om el Hashem, it's referring to what it says in the previous pasuk, v'yoshev Moshe z'divrei ha'om el Hashem. It hadn't yet been done. It was going to be done. And Rashbam brings two examples, one from the Torah, a very interesting example, Pasha Shemini, and another in Tanakh, where sometimes you find that happening in the Torah. The sequence of events is not always as it appears exactly in the Psukim. This is going to happen. It happened. What I said is going to happen, happened. Vayoshev Moshe, Pasuk number one, which was actually Vayagid Moshe, in Pasuk number two. That's how the Rashbam explains the Seder HaPsukim to answer this obvious question. An easy way out. I'll peep shut. That's the Rashbam. The Ramban goes on a similar line, and the Ramban says, Vayoshev Moshe in the first pasuk. Now the Moshe returned as Dibrei Ha'am. It doesn't mean he actually said the response. He means he came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the response of Klal Yisrael. Sheshav, he returned. Lefonav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El Ha'har, back to the mountain. Im, together with Ma'anei Ha'am, the response of the people. He didn't yet say it. He brought it with to say it. Vehine, says the Ramban. Hakoil Goloi Lefonav. The Eibishter knows everything. V'loi shaloi, and the Eibishter did not ask Moshe Rabbeinu. No, Basam Zei Gazot, what did they say? He didn't need that. The Eibishter, Vishtachalas, HaKoyel Goloi Lefonov. Now, for the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu said was straight away, the Eibishter Kvayachol knows what they want, Klal Yisrael. Hina Neichi Boi Lecho Ba'av Ha'onon, Ba'avor Yishmam, this is what we're going to do. And then Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Bo Necho Ma'aminim Heim, Moshe Rabbeinu then said what he'd brought back, a response from Klal Yisrael. But when it says by Yoshev Moshe and the Pasuk Ches, and Moshe returned Dibrei Ha'am, it doesn't mean he actually said over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He returned with the response. Now Rabban brings a similar pasuk by the Meraglim. We find the same thing. They came back. They didn't yet say what happened. And then it says Vayisapru Le Vayoymeru. And they said over what happened. But the Torah sometimes refers to coming back with an answer in your pocket, as if to say, I've already said it over. That's the pshat of the Ramban. So, Yoshev Moshe with the answer of the people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not needing to say it. The Eibishter said, okay, Hinei Neichi Bo Elecha Bav Onon, Vayagid Moshe Estivrei Ha'am. Then he said over the response, which he had brought back and had in his pocket till now. That's the Ramban's pshat. Also a similar pshat in the Psukim. The Eben Ezra, slightly more complicated pshat in the Pesukim, but the Eben Ezra wants us to understand as follows. After he asks the question, gives quite a hakdama to explain how the Torah works in these cases, and he says, "Vayaged Moshe," in the second pasuk, "Vayaged Moshe," after Moshe had heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is what's going to happen, and again, Vayagid Moshe is Divrei Ha'am El Hashem. Which Divrei Ha'am? You haven't been back down to the people. The original question. So, Dr. Eben Ezra, Vayagid means, and he had. Ukevar Higit. Ukevar Higit, he had already told over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Divrei Ha'am. But don't think, says Eben Ezra, it's referring to what the Torah has already said. Vayoshe Moshe. The Torah wouldn't repeat itself. We already had the end of the Pasuk Ches. Vayoshev Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu brought back Klal Yisrael response, Kol Hashadibur Hashem Naase. So the Eibishter. So what's this new Vayaged? Zok Dem Ezra. First of all, translate Vayaged Moshe Ukvar Higit. He'd already said over. V'loy hizkir hakosuv ma higit. But the Torah does not tell us what he said. V'hine, says Ebenezer, do not think that this Vayagid Moshe is the same thing as Vayoshev Moshe's Divrei. That's Pasuk Ches. What do they say? Na'aseh. And now, he said something else to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the name of Klal Yisrael, which the Torah doesn't let us in what it was. But it's something else. So how do we understand what it is? The Torah doesn't tell us. Says Eben Ezra, look at the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you understand what it is. And again, Pasuk Tes. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Hine anoichi bo eilecho ba'av ha'ono, ba'avor yishma ha'om. The people should hear when I speak to you, and then they will believe in you. V'gam b'choy aminu l'olam. V'yaged Moshe, u'kvar higid Moshe, says the Eben Ezra, es divrei Om el Hashem. So understand from here, says Eben Ezra, that if the Eibishter's answer to the kvar higid was, hine anoichi bo eilecho ba'av ha'ono, and the people will hear me speaking to you, you must understand that this was what Klal Yisrael had been saying, and which the Torah leaves as mysterious. Ukvar higid Moshe. It's something new. What is this something new? Says Eben Ezra. He says as follows, interesting thing. He says that Mitzrayim and Hoidu, Mitzrayim, Egypt and Hoidu, India, are all Mibnei Chom. Their cousins who come out of Chom. You find various things that Anshe Hoidu, people from India do, and Anshe Mitzrayim have the same minig. And one of them was, says the Eben Ezra, that Chachmei Hoidu, the ancient wisdom of India, dictates, that there's no such thing as Nevuah. Lo yitochein, it is not possible, sheyedaber Hashem im Adam v'choy, that man, God can speak to man, and the man can continue living. Lo yitochein, it's not possible, sheyedaber Hashem im Adam v'choy. The Yidden were in Mitzrayim, and the civilizations of ancient India and ancient Egypt were one and the same, very similar. And therefore, hayu bohem anoshim, there were people in Klal Yisrael who had been 210 years in Mitzrayim, al da'as, who agreed with this belief. There's no such thing as emunah, as nevuah. Nevuah, ha'zashayich lo yitochein, shehashem, that God speaks to man, v'choy, and man remains alive. And therefore, says Eben Ezra, this is what the Torah is covering up. The Torah is covering this up. Vayaged Moshe, divrei Om el Hashem. Besides the initial response of Klal Yisrael, havada, we want the Torah. Kol Hashem divrei Hashem na'aseh. And that Moshe Rabbeinu returned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight away, as per Pasuk Ches. But then there was something else. But your Torah covers over. And that was, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, they haven't got the full Emunah in Nevuah. They're coming out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the Asach Eden, as the civilization of Mitzrayim said, that Nevuah is Asach which is fair to believe. They need a chizuk in this Indian of Emunah, of Nevuah, an Emunah of Nevuah. And therefore, the Pasuk tells us, V'yom Hashem el Moshe. From the answer, we understand what the question was, and what the statement of Klal Yisrael was, the hidden statement. Hine anoichi bo eilecho ba'av ha'onon, ba'avor yishma ha'om badabri imoch, v'gam v'choy aminu le'olam. Avad they'll believe in you. After Ma'amad Har Sinai, that'll be the strongest chizuk and nevuah possible. And then they'll all believe in you, and they'll all come to the emunah in the amitus ha'nevuah. So, Eben Ezra. Teshuva, this is an answer, al divrei Moshe shehigid lo yikein, Moshe Rabbeinu's answer, Moshe Rabbeinu's second message on Klal Yisrael, which is not brought in the Torah, was, they want the Torah, aba nevuah is a bissel shvach bazei, medaf ha'pismachin do, so don't worry, it's all part of the plan, all part of the program, v'avor yishma ha'om v'dabri imach, v'gam b'choy aminu le'olam, and that'll be taken care of. So therefore, kun l'Eben Ezra, shot number three, Vayagid Moshe means that Moshe Rabbeinu had already said over something which is not brought in the Torah, a separate answer of Klal Yisrael, separate statement of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we've got to see about this. So the Emshel, don't worry. Hine nechbo elecha v'avonon, Vayagid Moshe, ukvar higid Moshe, estibrei ha'om el Hashem. Shot from Eben Ezra, slightly convoluted in the Pirush HaPsukim, but that's how he finds it's the best way to explain the two things. The Sipurna goes in a similar mahalach. similar halachot, so that the problem here was nevuah. V'gam b'cha yaminu le'yayla. V'gam b'cha yaminu le'yayla. And he explains, the Sepurna explains, that the point that was missing in Klal Yisrael's emunah in nevuah was the madrega of nevuah. Of course they knew about nevuah. And they knew that the Avos HaKadoshim and others in the Torah had received nevuah. But the mahalach and the madrega of nevuah of ponim befonim dibar Hashem imochem, that the Eibusha can speak, literally speak, like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, speak, I will speak to them ponim befonim, without a machzeh, without a chaloyim, without a vision, that they couldn't understand, that they couldn't believe, that they couldn't understand would really be happening. And therefore their emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu was a nevuah like other nevi'im. There's a vision, there's a chazoyim, there's a machzeh, call it what you will. That they found it difficult to believe. And therefore, explains the Sepurna, and this is what's happening in the Psukim here, I will show them that this is something which on the highest madriga of nevuah can take place, and the biggest rai will be because I will speak to them. I will speak to them. Ponim b'fonim, like the Torah writes, describing Mamet HaSinai, ponim b'fonim diber Hashem imochem mitoichayish. And they themselves went through this experience of being spoken to mamish by hearing the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, after that, obviously they understood, as mir kenados adochton, then it can happen to Moshe Rabbeinu whenever he's roy for it. But as it was a one-time experience, it can happen to Moshe Rabbeinu Peseda. They'd realize and experience the Matthias for Nazar Nevuah. That's the Purna says, what's happening here in these psukim. And then he explains the psukim in his own particular way, the Sepurna. But again, Vayoshev Moshe, Zivra Omel Hashem, was the first answer. And then, Vayaged Moshe, Zivra Omel Hashem, was referring to something else, besides the actual Kabbalah Satera. And according to the Sepurna, was the Madrigo of Nevuah. And this is what's happening here in the psukim. So, four different pshatim of the Rishonim, Rashbam, Ramban, Ibn Ezra, Sepurna, all to make some sort of understanding in the psukim here. Vayoshev, okay, Zokta Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're ready for Maimed HaSinai, and suddenly, Vayagid Moshe, Divrei Ha'om HaShem, which Divrei Ha'om? That was the question. And they all find their own way in working through the psukim. Now, we're ready for Rashi. And I personally never appreciated this Rashi at all, I might have seen it a few times, until I, having seen some of the Rishonim, realize what Rashi is. Rashi is doing a marvelous thing here in explaining the psukim. Now we look at Rashi. Pasuk Tes. Well, let's start with Pasuk Ches, because it's a very important timeline here we have to notice in Rashi. Pasuk Ches. Vayoshev Moshe es Divrei Ha'om, the first time El Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu had just brought down to Klal Yisrael the life mission of the nation of Klal Yisrael, going to be a light unto the nations. Mamleches kani v'gei kodesh. Eile hadorim asher tadaber b'nei Yisrael. Chamishi. So Moshe Rabbeinu brings that down to Klal Yisrael. Vayanu chalom yachtem, and they said, Nase. Vayoshev Moshe es Divrei Ha'om Hashem. So Rashi remembers that on the third day. They arrived in Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh. This was Yom HaShlishi. So every time Moshe Rabbeinu went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was Bahashkama, it was in the morning, and therefore Bayom HaShlishi, bright and early, the Eibishter hears from Moshe Rabbeinu the response of Klal Yisrael, Na'aseh. Zokta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, Eibazoi, Hine Nechi Bo Elecha Ba'av Anon, so that Yishma Ha'om Badabri Imach, V'gam Bacha Yaminu La'ilu. Okay, now we come to the crucial part of the Pasuk, the end of Pasuk test. Ayaged Moshe es Divrei Ha'om HaShem. Zok Rashi, v'yoyim ha-mocharos, the next day, shurvi l'chodesh. In other words, we have in the middle of Pasuk Tes, v'yihi erev, v'yihi voiker. Moshe Rabbeinu has gone back down to Klal Yisrael, doesn't say that in the Torah at all, back down to Klal Yisrael, heard something from them, and next morning come back up. So there's been a shkia and a netz in between Pasuk Tes, v'yaged Moshe, having gone down back on the day that he heard, which was Yom Shlishi, and next morning he goes up by Yagid Moshe Divrei Ha'om HaShem. Vosam Zei Gezokt. And Rashi puts in an entirely new aspect of Matan Torah of Har Sinai into this parsha. And it's amazing to see what would have been What we know as Maimad HaSinai, what would have been had it not been for this extra stage, which is hidden in the Torah. And Bechlal isn't mentioned in the Torah. After we don't see it on the Torah, went back down and came back up. But Tosak Rashi, clearly, there was a break of 12 hours, however long it was, more. And he came back the next day in the middle of the Pasuk, by Yagid Moshe to Baruch Hashem. What did they say? Tosak Rashi. Now we have to look at the Pasuk again, and then Rashi. Estivrei ha'om, Tosak Rashi, Teshuva al dovo zeh shamati mehem. I heard an answer from them about what you've just suggested. Rabbi Yehoshua HaKadosh has just said that the program is, I'm coming to you. When I speak to you, that's not good enough for them. Zok Rashi, Teshuva al dovo zeh shamati, Sheretzoinom lishmaya mimcha, Einoi doime, Hashemea mipi hashliach, Leshemea mipi hamelech, Retzoineinu lirois es malkeinu. We want to see HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, well that's what I said. I said to them yesterday, I gave you a message to give them that Yishma'am Madabrimah, we're going to have Ma'amad HaSinai. We're going to have Kabbalah HaSatayra. Nay, you didn't say that to them. Now let's look at the Pasuk test carefully. Hine Anoichi, and let's underline a few words. Hine Anoichi bo Eilecho, I'm coming to you, Ba'av Ha'onam. I'm coming to you. Ba'avor, Yishma'am Badabri Imoch. They can listen in as I speak to you. V'gam b'choy aminu la'ilam. It doesn't say I'm coming to give them the Torah, and they will be receiving the Torah from me, as if I am speaking to Gantz Kelal Yisrael. It says, I'm going to speak to you, I'm coming to you, bo eilecha, v'ava ono. And yishma ha'om b'dabri imoch, they will hear, as I speak to you. They are not going to be receiving the Torah directly from me. They're going to have an observer status. They're going to be listening in, eavesdropping, as I speak to you. Yishma ha'om b'dabri imoch, then I'm coming to you. I took that back down to Klal Yisrael, at Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, Vosodos v'maisa, why should we even have to hear in as giving you the Torah? Rutzoineinu, lira, it says malkeinu. Eine dema shemea mipi ha'ashliach, le shemea mipi ha'melech. We want to be part of Kabbalah HaTorah, Ma'amad HaSinai, as much as you are. We want to receive the Torah from me, Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not have it second hand, so to speak. And as I say to him, Anoich bo eilecha, and Yishma'am b'dabri imach. That's all it's going to be. We're going to be bystanders and eavesdrop as Eimshah gives you the Torah. I'm going to Kazakh. Who's Eichah to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to my Shabbat? Abba. Why shouldn't he speak to us and come to us? That's not enough for us. Retzoineinu lishmaya v'liro yises malkeinu mamish v'dei b'sheretzu uns. V'yayim ha-pasakiyot, v'yayim ha-shem al-moisha. So Rashi, ha-gval de gazach, imkein, azoi, imkein, shemazkikin, ledaber imam. Mazkikin is a different word to translate. Bianchi, mazkikin, they...
Why?
Bit stronger. They require, they necessitate, they demand.
They insist.
They demand that I should speak to them. L'dabir imam. I didn't say that. L'chatchila zok de'i b'shtar. Im kain. This is what the response is. Shemaz kikin. They insist, they demand that I should speak to them. Leichel ha'om. There's a new program. They want to be part and parcel of Ma'amad HaSinai. Leichel ha'om. V'kidashtom. Hayom u'macha. This wasn't part of the plan. L'chatchila. If they're not going to be on the receiving end, mamish, of listening and hearing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to receive the Torah, then they don't need all these hachonas. I was going to give you Meredith Madrigam Nevuah, and they were going to listen in. Gevaldik. For that, they wouldn't have needed Hayoim, Umacha, Bechivsasim, Loisim, Bahayun, Achainim. Aba Im Kain, Zok Rashi, that they want to be part of it. Ladabe Imam. Not like was Lechatchila Dika Pasuk Tes. Yishma ha'om b'dabri imach. I'm coming to you and talking to you. They're not happy with that. Rotzoineinu lirois es malkeinu. V'lishmea mipi malkeinu. Ein adayma shemea mipi hashliach. Kishmea mipi ha'melech. Dosan andra maisa. Oy bazoi. We need to change the program. Imkein. Leicha la'om. V'kidashtom. Special bazundur ha'chonas. Kidashtom, which means prisha. Hayu nechainim. Chibsasim loisam. Anandra zach. Oy bazoi. It's not going to be just me talking to you, and they're going to be listening in. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving Klal Yisrael, each and every member of Klal Yisrael, the Torah, Kilo Mamash talking to Yedda Yid, Bazunda, Kol Echot Be'echot Be'nifrat. Kum Tuchay Samayra Dikazach. And as Rashi touches the Pesukim clearly, Vayoshev Moshe Pesuk Ches, yes, we want the Torah. Zaka HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay. Next is, I'm coming to you, giving you the Torah, when Yishma'am Badabri Imach. Vayagid Moshe, the next day, as Divrei Ha'am El Hashem. Which Divrei Ha'am? Is it Rashi? There was a whole turnabout in Gantz Ma'amad HaSinai. It wasn't meant to be like this at all. And had it not been for Klal Yisrael rising to the occasion and saying, Nain, we want to hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, we want to be part and parcel of it. What's happened to Stavkam Moshe Rabbeinu? He should speak to us. Had it not been Klal Yisrael rising to the occasion and saying, being Eimud on their rights, we want to hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Volt Kwen Anandir Maisa. What would it be? I'll come to you, Ba'ava Ono. And Yishma Madabri Imach. Without the Lecha Kiddashtam, and the Chibsus and Beloisim, and any of that at all. But Klal Yisrael, and the Torah covers this up. I find this very strange, and I think it needs a pshat. Why did the Torah cover up this stage of Ma'amad HaSinai? Which changed the whole thing. Ma'amad HaSinai, as we know it, happened because there's a hidden part here in the Torah that the Torah writes, without telling us what, and just letting us know, by Yaged Moshe, the next day, Divrei'om, Velcha Divrei'om. Against a new stage in Ma'amad HaSinai, we want to hear personally from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Ma'amad HaSinai, as we know, it took place only because Klal Yisrael demanded the extra middle of Kedusha and of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk says in Tehillim, we say it every Thursday, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Hamalcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Harchev Picha Va'amal Ehu. Harche picha, widen your mouths, and I will fill it up. It's a haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it comes to, the Gemara says in Baruch Hashem Nun, when it comes to Divrei Torah, ask what you will. Ask what you want. Lishael mimeni, kol ta'avas libcha. And the Gemara says, but Divrei Torah ksiv, obviously. Ask from me, kol ta'avas libcha, va'amal ehu, I will fill it up. Kechoyla shetish'al, whatever you ask, Amalei, I will fill you up. Whatever you ask, Abtocha, if it's Baruchnias, if it's Madrigas, if it's closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's Yediyah Satayra, Harche Picha, ask what you will, and you will receive it. This is what was happening here. And this is some of the key lesson of the Hachonas for Ma'amad HaSinai, which Torah even covers up. If they wouldn't have asked, they wouldn't have got, well, it's going a second rate Ma'amad HaSinai observer status. You'll hear, you'll see, but it's not being given to you. Ah, and they should left it like that. Imkein, that's what they want. Zechapana Isaac, meine Kinderlach. Zechapana Isaac. Harchepicha. Aber es kommt zu Anandra, mein Bedarf Sinai. Ebezoi, Anayak, Anayak, Chonam, Tanayak, Dushto, Vechibsus, Mloisam, and Vechino Atzam, you yourselves are going to be receiving the Torah. And therefore we were Zechut, and we were Zechut.